אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hello, Nitsa. I'm Yaron Gal. I'm a buyer agent. I live in Australia for more than 12 years. I have more than 10 years of experience in the real estate investment market. I found investment properties, P2 LTD, to change the conception of the common buying. I helped thousands of buyers and investors through my intelligent data and my experience as an investor to give them better informed decision with the property purchase and contribute to their entire property portfolio success.
Yaron, before we go to discuss what is buyer's agent and how you can help people that are using your services, I'd like to ask you a question about the real estate in Australia currently. The market simply gone crazy. When COVID-19 started, everybody says, oh, prices are going to go down and the market, the property market going to collapse. People lost their jobs and the rental properties, many of them were empty. People couldn't afford the rent. And what happened is absolutely the opposite. After the COVID-19, we are getting out of it now. We are in the middle of 2021. And it seems that there is no end when it comes to the property market. It's going up and up and up, and especially in Sydney, Melbourne. And it's starting going up also in Brisbane. Why?
There's a few reasons. Firstly, let's start from the one thing that mortgage interest rate have dropped to record low, which means easier for home buyers and investors to pay off their homes. In early 2019, Australia high-priced housing market was in freefall. From 2017 peak, prices in Sydney and Melbourne and other major CBDs as Brisbane had dropped by double digits. At the same time, in 2017, credit squeezed by banking sector APRA after the Royal Commission. Only after that, the second quarter of 2019, conditions started to improve following the Liberal win in May 19. And this was the major reason because there were no changes in the tax incentives, which many property investors rely on. This was also followed by 3 interest rate cuts that make finance cheaper. On top of that, lending also eased up with the completion of the Royal Commission and the relaxing of many of the restrictions that APRA put on the market. So with this combination of easy lending restriction, we've seen that the market increased approvals and more traffic through a diminished properties pool that create competition, it started to eat up among the real estate agent, developer, and other investment firms and the media, of course. And that brought the boom back and the escalation of the prices. And this is, as I said, regarding to any pandemic or depression. What I want to emphasize, although the interest cut, the more lending approvals, the buyer psychology to create competition, the big boom is not happening in all Australia, not even in all Sydney, and definitely not in all parts of Brisbane, Queensland. So the explanation of that, data and statistics talk about history and medians. 99% of real estate investment companies, developers, and other stakeholders most of the time pitch about the overall market. Take Sydney market, for example, from the far southwest to the eastern suburb, without distinguishing between asset class and property configuration. I'll give you an example. So what they do, they take one tiny 40 square meter bedroom apartment in Liverpool, the 180 square meter four bedroom with 3 bathrooms. Townhouse is smaller than a unit size. Or a big luxury house at Dover Heights that's located on the cliff and watching the ocean, which obviously distorted the numbers of the real situation. So everybody know that we are in a boom stage, some top suburbs performing really well, and people queuing up, and all across the country don't want to miss out for more years of growth. But prices not growing everywhere. Just need to understand that.
But do you think that overall the prices will drop?
Obviously, yes, but it's, again, so what's the RBA reckon that prices will start to reduce soon for two key reasons. One is that the past years through the COVID-19, we had no immigration, which should have reduced demand for housing. And the second one is that large number of newly constructed properties have yet to come to the market. However, based on what I said before, every suburb and asset class associated with different risk and return. Every property have exact risk and is different from another property risk. Some small markets within suburb will reduce in value, some will keep in value, and some will increase in value.
We are talking to Yaron Gal, buyer's agent, CEO and founder of Invest in Properties. And you're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio with Nitza Lowenstein. Yaron, I've got a question for you. Why should people invest in properties? First of all, you're talking about asking about residential properties. When we have to buy a house, we have to own an apartment, we have to have a place to live, right? Now, So that's a different argument, is should we rent or should we buy? That's, I'm not even going into it. I'm just talking about investment in property. So while we have our own home, while we secure in our own home or apartment, why should we invest in properties? Because it seems the return is very low. The yield is very low on your return. I'm talking about, again, residential, because commercial, industrial is a different story.
Yes, of course. First of all, we invest in properties. This is the name that I choose for my company, because we invest in real estate. So the investment is basically a channel to make money. We're talking about, yes, the rental yield in Australia is very, very, very low, and even 5% return is gross. It's not net. After expenses, you're left with 3%. But what you need to understand that capital growth is very, very good here in Australia. Not everywhere, but you need to know where to go. And this is the reason why we're doing the risk analysis to understand what is the risk of the asset. So property will go in value if you know it, where you buy. And after 5 years or 7 years, we hope it will be grow significantly to get some equity, serious equity. The rent, actually, after that, will follow the price increase. So real estate is a long term, but it's really stable, it's really solid, and it's very safe investment channel.
Right. And what are the risks involved in investing in properties?
If you don't know where to invest and how to invest, for example, a lot of marketers and investment firms take the advantage of the heat of the market today to redirect sales to areas and real estate products that are less likely to grow, but the opposite, to fall. So you need to be very, very careful. Also, a lot of people give a free service. So they give a free service, but they get paid from you know, another party. So it's conflict of interest. So become very, very cautious about the market. But you need to validate your risk and return for every property you purchase. And this will give you the most chance, the most likelihood to increase your property value in the short term, but also make significant growth in the long term. Of course, we have risk, but we're trying to avoid them. This reason we're doing risk analysis.
Are people using buyer's agent in general?
So buyer agents represent the client. He acts for the client interest. And of course, they charge the client. So a lot of people understand, you know, what's happening in the market, and a lot of, you know, disappointment from purchase, and start to using buyer agents, which are actually doing all the legwork, doing the inspection, working very hard. Something takes a few weeks, something takes 2 months and more, and it's really hard work. And a lot of people are busy with their life. And we have experience, we are the professionals.
But if you want to invest in a property, isn't it a bad time now when it's really a seller's market, it's not a buyer's market?
Again, it's all about risk and return. Some property will go in value, some property will reduce in value. So we need to understand where to go. In some area, we will always keep the value.
Yaron Gal, buyer's agent, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.